Yeah, today, who doesn't know, who is maybe first time, first of all, we welcome you. You're very welcome here. Second, we do once a month, it's the last Sunday of the month, we do English service. I mean, we try doing English service, even though today were two Russian songs, but it's okay. This is just what we're trying to see how my life becomes even more harder. So I think it's we're doing a good job with that. But it's I still wanna. I don't know if you guys, whoever was last Sunday, as I'm kind of on in this. I don't wanna call it series, even though it kind of looks like that. It's just, but I'll tell you that I see that the Holy Spirit is doing His thing here, and I'm trying my best to like follow Him. And I believe, you know, what's happening, what's going on, the things that just He puts on my heart, they're very, thank you, Tatiana, they are very, I would say, profound. They're very like fundamental things. Without it, I don't see the life of church. I don't even see, you know. The church without Holy Spirit, it's a dead church. You know, it's and there is a lot of. I would be bold. There is a lot of churches that are dead. And they're dead not because people are bad or like, but they're just dead because they don't allow room for the Holy Ghost to move. You know, to do His thing. A lot of time people. They'll get like a committee, they will get like, and they will like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And they just kind of close the church. And this is probably my biggest fear, that if any day comes, if you guys see that, let me know, I'll wake up. But that's the way I see the church, because this is how it's actually going to work. And work not in our eyes, but work in the eyes of God. This is going to be effective. We're going to see fruits. We're going to see actually big things happening, not just in the walls. It's going to be happening around us. It's going to be happening in our cities. When we let the Holy Spirit, when we actually really understand or we recognize the need of Him. Because a lot of times we got used to without Holy Spirit. We're just like, oh, we kind of like, oh, He's, yeah, we believe He's like next to us, He's in us, He's like everywhere and like this and that. But when you like actually like think about it, Holy Spirit here, then that means that something like it's got to be happening a little like something godly, you know, something big. And so I ended my last Sunday sermon, if you remember, I ended on the from a part of the Bible from Genesis 1 verse 2 where the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was hovering or brooding or was moving. He was moving above, say, the darkness, or some translations say chaos. So the earth was void. The void was like empty. It was useless. And the Spirit of God was hovering, so the Spirit of God was vibrating, was doing something. And then God starts speaking, and things start happening. You know, creation starts happening. So when the Spirit of God, so the movement of the Spirit of God was like ahead of the Word of God. And then we talked about Jesus, how He got we call it baptized with the Holy Spirit, and then His life completely changed. So and that's where kind of I want to keep going on that, like chaos, you know, like because a lot of times we don't really see the chaos around us. We don't really see, a lot of times we don't even see chaos in our lives. You know, we can like so get used to it and be okay with like being sick, being depressed, being poor, being like in trouble all the time, having like addictions, and we're okay, you know? We're like, oh, it's okay. But you know what? After today, it's not going to be okay, I promise you. After today, I pray that our eyes get opened and we start seeing the world around us. We start seeing, first of all, our lives. We start seeing lives of our kids or lives around the people around us. And we start seeing it with the eyes of the Holy Spirit. Because He is the one who can see the right way. Because a lot of times we see and we're like, oh, it's okay. He'll grow out of it. But Holy Spirit sees, and He sees that the devil already attacking your family, the devil already building his kingdom around you. He's already trying all these destructions, everything, because that's the problem. We see a lot of things just with our human eyes. We're not in contact with the Holy Spirit, and He is the Spirit of truth that sees exactly how things are. Can you imagine right now? Right now, Holy Spirit sees each one of your hearts, sees everything. Well, you don't even see that. You don't even know the problem already in you. You don't even know that. But He is already looking in your heart, looking and sees. If you, let's say, not going to stop or things not going to change, a couple years goes by and you... Something like you're already out of the will of God, or you in such a deep trouble, or you went somewhere where if you would be in a close relationship with Holy Spirit, He would be revealing these things to you. He would be like sending these like flags or sending these like red bulbs in your mind or in your heart, like saying, "Hey, wake up." And so that's what I want to ask. I pray that when we walk out of here, our eyes will be a little bit like enlightened. We'll be actually start seeing, because when you start seeing things, you're gonna start changing. When you see it, you're gonna start praying. You're gonna start asking God to help you with this, because this is the ministry, I would say, of the Holy Spirit. He recreates, He regenerates, transforms. That's his ministry here on earth. Not just personally. Yes, He transforms us personally. Let's say if you would be greedy, He's going to transform you into being generous. If you selfish, He's going to transform you into being selfless. You know, He's transforming. You get what he coming to? That's why He is coming into your life, to regenerate, to recreate. That's why we are called a new creation. We're called something new, something of the Spirit of God. But that's, we are called, we are, but at the same time, we are not. Because when a person comes just to Jesus and Jesus proclaims, "You are new creation in me." It's true, right? But then starts process of becoming new. And that's when a lot of people miss it. We think, oh, I'm new, but my old life, my old self, my old sinful nature still dominates in my life, but I'm calling myself new. And that's where we get the Holy Spirit, who starts this process of transformation, regeneration, purification in some other. And it's not just in us. First in us, but then you know that His mission to regenerate, transform the whole earth. Everybody, not just you. If he's done with you, that means He's going to step up to people around you. I don't even know if He will ever be done with us. I mean, that's kind of a big statement. I don't think He'll never be done with us until we actually like finish this life. So That's the mission of the Holy Spirit. And I want to read to you guys from Acts chapter 2, verse 17. It's a very famous verse, sort of book of Joel, but that Peter was quoting it. And I want us to see something, because I want us to see that what Holy Spirit actually, how he works, or it actually will, maybe right now it will remind you, or you're going to wake up and you'll say, oh, do I actually see the work of the Holy Spirit around me? So 2:17, I will pour out my spirit on every kind of people. You remember that this is the prophecy that was fulfilled when the day of Pentecost came, when Jesus actually sent his Holy Spirit to everyone. And this is actually, because some people, they're like, oh, that might happen sometime. No, it's already, you know, the Word of God is eternal. It's not in time, you know, we can access it right now. By faith, if you believe, you know, you can experience the Pentecost, you can experience the pouring out of the Spirit, because he said on every kind of people, look, your sons will prophesy, also your daughters, your young men will see visions, your old men dream dreams. When the time comes, I'll pour out my Spirit on those who serve me, men and women both, and they will prophesy. So I want us to notice three things that happens when the Spirit of God is active in your life: prophecy, visions, and dreams. This is how, this is the realm of the Spirit. This is how you actually have communication. This is how you can even tell if the Holy Spirit is active in your life, or is it just an idea that you hear about. It's when you prophesy, and I'm not talking about right now prophesying like prophets, you know, predicting, even though it is part of the prophecy. I'm talking about prophesying. That's when when people of God, they would get filled with the Holy Spirit and they would start prophesying. I'm not talking about just positive talking, you know, when we just need to be positive. We need to be positive, especially Christians. I'm not talking about, but when the Spirit of God comes, they will prophesy visions and dreams. So it has to be like the result of the Holy Spirit in your life. It cannot be that someone, you know, told you, or like I'm just going to start seeing vision. It has to be, the Holy Spirit needs to be the one who actually activates it and does it through you. So and pour out. I want us to, this is actually was something new for me too when I was preparing. Pour out. We a lot of times we just look at it, oh, like pour out, like, you know, we like say, oh, like a water, you know, like pour out, just make me wet, or like I want to be covered with your Spirit. But if you look at this word pour out, it's figuratively speaking to bestow. The word bestow, it's actually something very very big. So you understand better, let's say a soldier goes to the army and he, you know, fights for whatever, how many years, he does his thing, and then he comes back and the general bestows a medal on him. It's like a gift. So this will actually kind of make your understanding a little bigger about the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because a lot of times we're just saying like, oh, it's just a gift, you know, gift for you. Jesus is sitting just like throwing gifts around. No, this is something, it's not that you're going to work for it and then you're going to get it. No. It's actually what it means. I will pour out on my servants, he says. I will bestow it on it. I'll give them as a medal. It's like you living right now. And you're not like, oh, because I need to get it. I need to, and you're trying hard. No, you know that soldier? He was just doing his job. He was just doing his job. He was just doing what he was supposed to do. But the way he lived, the way he did it, the way how serious he was, the way how good he became. And then his general, it's like, I'm giving you a medal of honor or whatever. Do you get the point? So the Holy Spirit, this is a little bit deeper, this is a little bit further with your relationship with God, with your relationship with His mission, with His will. This is something that that's maybe some of you praying, you want, but you actually need to start doing your thing. You need to start living right. You need to start pursuing holiness. You need to start doing the things of God. And then He will bestow. Because I'm not talking about the Holy Spirit as when you come and getting born again. Every one of us gets this. It's like a seed. It's like you got pregnant. Nothing happened yet. Something happened, but it still needs to become. It still needs to grow, then to give birth. This is kind of the Christianity supposed to be. It's not just baptized, receive the Holy Ghost, start speaking in tongues, or and then just you sitting on the pews. No. Suppose the Holy Spirit regenerates. That's why we come, we pray, we go into His presence. That's when even today, during this worship, this is it's like the incubator for you, to keep growing in the Spirit. If every one of us would actually get this, what I just said, you would be here 15 minutes earlier for the prayer. You would be the last one to leave if you actually what I just said. If you would understand the power, what's happening when people of God start to pray, and then we start to pray, and then we see the Holy Spirit starts to move, and then we see all this thing happen, I want you to know that something today, something happened in each one of you. And I hope we start taking things seriously so we can grow, so we can go deeper into the relationship with the Holy Spirit. So, like I said, pour out. It's a figuratively speaking, nobody's going to pour out a bucket of water on you. This is, He bestows, He puts it on you. Gives you to you. It's like the other word, to confer or present an honor, right, or gift. Get this. This was for me. This was gold for me. While I was just studying, I was just like, what is it? Pour out. And then like boom, it opens up. And it's like actually wants you, it makes you not to do your job for God even better. Once you start understanding these things. So three areas where the Holy Spirit works: is prophecy, visions, and dreams. I don't know if I'll have time to get into all of them, but maybe just one, maybe just prophecy, because visions and dreams, I just don't want to. So, prophecy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is foretelling, which reveals the mind of God in a particular situation. Proclaiming God's present truth, whether to warn, encourage, or urge you to do something. So prophecy, it's actually when you, let's say you have a problem, or let's say something's happening, you need a prophecy, you need a man of God, you need the first man of God is you look in your mirror. Okay? This is, I'm going to be turning you, because you look in the mirror and you say, hello, man of God. or woman of God. I think every one of you should just come home and today do this. Do this maybe a couple times. I know it's gonna, you're gonna think you're crazy, but it's okay. But if you want, you'll need to learn to prophesy to your life, to prophesy to the situations, to prophesy to the things that's happening in your life. Because this is what I said. Remember, the Spirit of God was hovering, and then the word came, and things started happening. But you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to be so when you speak, these words actually have creative power. Because a lot of times we speak, but these are empty words. You know, they're empty, they are void. They don't have the Spirit in them. And that's why nothing is happening. So prophecy is like proclaiming God's present truth. Well, right now, for example, who is sick? Is anybody sick here? Anybody has some kind of, maybe you like, poor. Or depressed. Of course, nobody's going to raise their hand. Oh, I'm in church. It's okay. But that's the thing. I want us to see if you... You know, in this life, you're walking around, something, sickness. I want you to see what is the present truth of God to that situation. Let's say, for example, sickness. Okay, you're sick. You have a problem with your stomach. You have whatever. What is God's present truth? What do you see? What do you see? Do you see yourself? Do you see yourself dying of the sickness? Do you see yourself being sick for the rest of your life? Do you see that this is something that is just like a gift somebody gave you and you're just going to carry with it? Or do you see the when you're poor or broke, when you don't have, you know, don't know how to pay bills? Is that God's truth? That's what we need to see. And that will come in the part of the visions as well. How do you see things? How do you vision things? Visions is not just like, you know, oh, I was praying, I saw a vision. That's good. Vision, like, how do you see your life? How do you see everything? How do you see this church? How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself? And so So prophecy, it was proclaiming God's present truth, whatever God tells. And you know what God tells to every all your situation? I want us to see the cross. I want us to see the cross. I want us to see Jesus on the cross. I want to see what he was doing, why he was doing it, what was the truth. You know what? That every one of us, get this, every one of us, you need to start your morning in your heart hugging the cross of Jesus, with Jesus. Hugging it, clinging to it. Just every morning you want to thank him for this. And that's what, you know, this has got to be. If the cross, and he at the cross, why I'm saying the cross, because that's his love for you. Because that's the whole point of the cross. He showed you that he loves you, that he died for you. So every morning, every day, I want you to, and then you'll see if you're sick, then what he was beaten for, what was happening to him, what was done to him, what the Word of God says about that. That we were what? Healed. By his wounds, by his stripes, we are healed. Do you see? This is what I'm telling you, God's present truth. This is what you need to see. This is what you need to prophesy over your whenever sickness or whenever you have symptoms. So you need to say, Holy Spirit, fill me first. Because you don't want, I'm not talking about like, oh, you know, you're sick and you're just walking and mumbling. No, I'm not sick. No, you need to prophesy. That's totally different. And that's a lot of times what's happening here. You know, even today, there were prophecies released today. It's happening. Same thing. If you like feeling weak or depressed, look at the cross. Do you see him taking the depression? Do you see him taking all this that you're going through? Because if you don't see it on the cross, that means you're going to have to carry it. And that's the best thing that ever can happen to you and to all of us when we know how he loved us, how he loved you, me, every one of you. You know what? When you know that, you like don't care about anything in your life because you know that he loves me and this is the best thing can ever or can be done to any one of us. So let's ask Holy Spirit to show us God's truth regarding the situation in your life. What do you see? And I hope you always see the cross. Whatever comes your way, you see the cross. Whatever happening, this is our foundation. We gotta base, because if we're not based on the love of God, if we're not basing all our like things we do that God is good, then all the prophecies, we're not even going to be like productive. If we're going to be prophesying, it's going to be prophesied from either from us or from our own like broken heart or from our own self. If this is not our like start, our foundation. So I just want you to know, this is the Holy Spirit wants to prophesy over your life through you. Through you. If you remember the prophets of old, they were always to say they were moved by the Spirit and prophesied. Moved by the Spirit and prophesied. So it needs to be always moving. Something needs to shift in you. You need to feel actually that this is not you anymore. This is Holy Spirit. Because and that's what we need to moved by the Holy Spirit. And 1 Corinthians, Paul was talking a lot about this. And he says, 1 Corinthians 14:3, he says, he who prophesies speaks to men for edification, encouragement, and comfort. So everyone who is prophesying, he is always building. Restoring. Remember ministry of the Holy Spirit? Restoring, building, transforming. So he's poor, even let's say if he comes and like tells you that you did something wrong, it's still his whole idea is to restore you, rebuild you, fix you, make something good out of you. So let's make sure, you know, that when we preach, when we pray, when we sing, whatever we do, when we have fellowship, we do that. We build, you know. We restore. And Paul, if you remember, who knows the scripture, Paul was urging everyone to prophesy. Can you imagine if everyone, here in this room, everyone, let's go into visions. Let's vision. Every one of you filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesying. Do you see? I'm right now maybe drawing pictures in your mind. And this is what I'm talking about. Holy Spirit will come and he will give you visions. He'll give you vision. You'll start seeing things how he sees. Because his mission, his ministry, you know what? He sees every one of you filled with his Holy Spirit and prophesying so he can recreate things around us. Save that picture, okay? Save it. Put in your favorite folders in your head. Everyone prophesy. That's the same thing. Remember how, I think I talked about it when Moses, when God, Moses couldn't bear it anymore. He's like, God, help me. And God said, okay, pick up elders. I'm going to give them the Holy Spirit and they're going to help you. And how, like, God gave the Spirit, and then, like, one of his servants came, like, oh, those guys didn't come to the meeting, and they still got it. Like, hey, go tell them not to prophesy. They missed. They were not in church that Sunday. Now they, like, you know, saving the world. You're working through them. And what Moses, remember, oh, those words, like, got stuck in my head. I hope for the rest of my life. How Moses, with that heart, oh, how I wish that every one of these 2 million people get the Holy Spirit. How much my life would be easier. Now, you know, maybe a prayer of your pastor. So my life would be easier. So all of you be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because I know once you get filled, that means he already crushed you, broke you. You don't care about anything anymore. Only God, and that's it. You come here to see him and his face. That's it. But that's why Holy Spirit, he's the master builder. And building takes time. You know, doesn't happen overnight. And that's why the gift of the Holy Spirit is one of his fruits, I would say, is what? Patience. So, patience. Let's be patient. Because Holy Spirit is very patient with you, with me, with all of us. He's very patient. Very, 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 very patient. Like very, 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 very patient. So patient that it's hard to believe. So our words. It's very important that we there's so many scriptures that I want to talk about because, you know, to prophesy, you know, your mind, your heart needs to be in order. It needs to be filled with the word of God. You can't be just, you know, something has to be done with you, be changed with you. And a lot of times we, when God is changing us, we actually, like, probably the worst thing that can happen to us is when we start arguing with God or disagreeing with God. Or we think, you know, like, no, my way is better. Or we think, like, oh, why this is happening? Or, like, I thought this is how it needs to be done. It's like, you know, when God told the Israelites, took him out of the Egypt, and they went into the desert, and they started arguing with God. They were complaining to each other, but we know that they were talking about against God. So a lot of times when we complain, when we talk to each other, keep in mind that you might be arguing with God. And that's the worst thing, I think, to start arguing with God. Can you believe arguing? It's like you proving that your opinion or your way is better. And you know what's going to result? If you're going to start arguing, the result, you're going to stop hearing God's voice. You're going to actually, your heart's going to become hard. Your heart's going to close off for the voice of God because you start arguing, you start disagreeing. So that's why it's very important to have our, I would say, heart language. So the Holy Spirit changes, it starts with our heart. So our language, our thoughts get regenerated, because a lot of times we are so negative on the inside. And can you imagine if Holy Spirit would fill you, what would come out out of you? It will come out the negative things, you know, it will come out everything, all that stuff, all that hurt, all that pain gonna be coming out. So it's very, very important. And that's why sometimes we get stuck, because we don't want to change the way we think, the way we talk, because like I said, it's, we need to have God thoughts. We need to see how God sees His truth. Because the words we're speaking, they're like, they attract, you know, there's a lot of verses where it's talking about the fruit of our lips, you know, you're going to eat the fruits of your lips. So whatever, the fruit of your lips, so whatever you're saying, you actually eating it. There is a verse in Matthew 12, 36, 37. Jesus is saying, let me tell you something. Every one of these careless words, when you said careless words, it's like when you said something and you didn't even pay attention, is going to come back and haunt you. There will be a time of reckoning. Words are powerful. Take them seriously. Words can be your salvation, or words can be your damnation. So the words, what we say, how we actually, this is actually very, very important. And if you look in the context of this Matthew 12, Jesus is actually talking about Holy Spirit and the fruit, what He is trying to do. So by the way you speak, you actually, or you guys can recognize people, it's giving you a clue. You can recognize people with what they are filled. When there's only negativity, when there's always like all problems, everything bad, not the Holy Spirit. So this is always, that's important. That's why He comes first to heal you, change you, regenerate you, transform you, give you this new identity in Christ. And then will be, then He wants to fill you so you can actually become a weapon in His hand. So we need to learn how to speak creatively, constructive to specific things. So if any areas of your life you see where devil is doing deconstruction, I want you guys to start praying about it. I want you guys to start Holy Spirit to, so you can start speaking to those areas in prayer and reconstruct them, speak creatively. Because nothing happens if we don't speak. That's why I said we need to start speaking God things into our lives and lives of others. One of the things that helped me the most, and I realized that it's like for everyone, the Word of God, the Bible, the book, this is the best thing that can fill your belly with the words of God, with His thoughts, with His ideas, with what He wants to do. That's no, at this time, guys, to be, there is nothing. No, not the sermons, not the, like listening to all the preachers. It's good. It still encourages. It still does the work. But I'm talking about on your personal level. If you want to be the one, you know, that God uses mightily in this generation, and I hope that you do, because otherwise, if you just here just to, oh, I'm just here just to, you know, to make my life better and get a snack on the way out, then, I mean, it's okay, but this is not the purpose of Christianity. This is not what Jesus was when He was leaving, what He said. He says, go and make disciples. Go make, so, like you know, go change this world. So reading, I would say eating, filling our bellies with the Word of God is essential and I would say a prerequisite to filling up of the Holy Spirit. The Word of God needs to be in you, in you, in you. And then Holy Spirit breathes on it, you know, puts His breath, and these words become like creative instruments. They become, because they already have the Spirit of God on them. So I want us to just see the prophecy, visions, and dreams. So I want us to have the kind of, we'll talk about a little bit about visions. The real vision is when the Holy Spirit gives you vision, or His vision. What is He? We need to pray, church. Holy Spirit, what is your vision? What do you see? How do you see this? You know, what? And then, you know, then He's gonna, once He starts showing it to you, and I believe He will. And I hope we see this picture of ourselves when you see you full of the Holy Spirit. You see yourself serving God. You see yourself, you know, healthy. You see yourself, I hope this is, because this is what the vision of Holy Spirit is going to give you of yourself. Even though life might not be as is at the moment, but I want you guys to have that vision, that picture. Because this is what, how He sees us. The way I see the what is the Holy Spirit's vision, one of them is fellowship. It's fellowship with God and one another. Second one is healing. That includes casting out devils and restoration. And third one, evangelizing, expanding the kingdom of God. This is basically what Jesus was doing when He was on the earth. And I think we should invest, you know, our time, our resources into this. Because if we as a church don't have the same vision as the Holy Spirit, then we basically just dead. Dead. Because vision, once you see it, once Holy Spirit gives you vision, once you see it, it actually gives you power. You know, last time I was reading out of Joshua, I remember when he met that soldier. And if you read a little bit further, you'll see that God is talking to Joshua. That's chapter 6. And interesting, he says, Joshua, see, or look, I'm giving you Jericho. God trying to draw a picture in Joshua's head. Joshua, see, I've given Jericho to you, even though they didn't move an inch yet. They didn't move one step towards Jericho. They don't even know how, but God already showing, telling him the word, trying to draw a picture in his head. Joshua, I gave you Jericho. It's done. And then you can read, and then they go, and God tells them what you're going to do. But the very first words, he says, see. So that's the power of vision, church. If we don't see, then we need to see, you know, we need to see this earth full of glory. We need to see devil running, you know, from our presence. We need to see those things. And if you read, you know, read the Word of God, especially the book of Revelation, you'll see how God is trying to draw these images, pictures to you, give you this vision. Because when you see it, that gives you power, that gives you confidence, that gives you faith to move. Even, you know, maybe things are not as good as they are, but I know the end, I know how it's going to be done. So this is very important to when you, and like I said, one of the best things for me, I know some people see visions, they pray and they see like stuff, and it's all good. It also has to align with the will of God, with the vision of the Holy Spirit. So whenever God shows you a vision, let's say during prayer or worship, or just maybe sleeping or whatever you're doing, He's always trying to show you His, what He's doing, what's His purpose, to give you so you know how to act and what to do. It's always about going to be about His business, His will. So this is very important. And dreams. I know in the we all think about dreams like, you know, I sleep and I had a dream. And that's part of it. But I also want church to see, you know, dream. What do you dream? Do you dream about this church? Do you dream about yourself? Do you dream about this earth? You know, this is part of what Holy Spirit wants to breathe. So you start dreaming, you start seeing your life change. I don't know if even let's say in your personal life, if some things are, he wants to, you start dreaming, not having this thing, not to have this sickness, not to have poverty. This is part of his, you know, what he's trying to do this work inside of us. Dream. So I want you guys to start dreaming. I want you to start dreaming. I want you to start looking at this place. I want you guys to see people, you know, just like filling up, you know, not just for the presence of God. We need to start like this. This is what Holy Spirit wants us to do. We need to dream about this earth, you know, be filled with preachers, you know, with pastors, with like church who actually have the real relationship with the Holy Spirit, and he actually gonna be doing his things. At the end, I want you guys to tell you one story. It's just it's a story about me. And what happened to, well, what were we doing this week? but it's just some things, you know, when you go through it, they give you that fire. They give you that faith. They give you power, you know, to preach about it, to actually believe in this when God starts, you know, showing you. So, This Thursday, Caleb and I we were working in Eugene, and we were supposed to install cabinets. And the thing is, you know, we drive up to the job site, and it's in downtown Eugene, and it's like a big brand new building. It's like this like modern looking, like nice building, brand new. I was like, what are we doing here? And it's like in the heart of downtown. There is like right next to it, this is like big, I think it's Catholic church. And then, but the thing is, you know, we walk into this building and it smells so bad. It's horrible. You want to run out. It's like, you know, like when nobody was taking your trash for eternity. When nobody was taking showers for two eternities. No, it's bad, guys. It's bad. I don't even know. And you walk in into this brand new building and you hit with this. And then you realize that it's a homeless shelter. Brand new building. In the heart of the city. Full, brand new, everything new, but it smells. Oh my gosh. And it's full of crazy people. Possessed people. They start talking to us, saying things that you like, what? And we go on the third floor. This is it's like the studios, you know, like these small like apartments. There is like, and we walk in the hallway and there is on these doors, these signs, leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Don't make any noise. All these, they have all these like flags of different countries. Like there is like this like presence. I mean, you walk, I call this story pit of hell. I was in the pit of hell. Just like, figuratively speaking. And we walk, and this is all, and you're like, oh man, what is this? And we have to work there for the whole day. We're coming to the studio. I don't know, it was ripped out. There is like some kind of, on doors, there is like this evidence, don't touch anything, don't remove anything. I mean, something bad happened there, obviously. And we need to put brand new cabinets, brand new kitchen. And you know, and you hit with that, when you go into these places and you get hit with the reality of that, and you with that smell and with that. And you know, we had our worship music was, my phone died for the first time ever during the day. Because it was playing nonstop, you know, worship songs. Because I'm telling you, the atmosphere is heavy. You can't breathe, not just because of smell. It's actually, you know, pushing on you. And we're standing, and I'm literally, you know, on my knees, you know, screwing these cabinets together. And I am praying. I was like, Father, like, is there hope? I see these people, they're like, I mean, their minds fried because of drugs. There is like, no, nah, you see, and they're like, you know, walking in the hall, they see us working because we're running saws, you know, tools. So, and they see that they poke their heads, you know, like, and it's like acting all like weird and stuff. And you know, and then we are praying like, Father, is there hope for these people? What is this? What is, like, I know it's nothing impossible to you, right? We all know that, but how, like, actually? There is like, I don't know how many of them. Maybe there is like 300 of them, maybe 100. It's a huge building. And you actually standing on the knees right there and understanding that this is the kingdom of darkness. Understanding that right now I am as a son of God. I am the one who I believe, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. I am the one who I want, you know. And I know we like sometimes we think like, oh, this is something that you just we just hear, you know. We're gonna proclaim in the atmosphere. But I mean, we did it for so many years, and I don't see the effect, like this much effect of it just being there. I understand the power of creating, you know, of the Word of God. When you know what I'm talking about. It needs to be, you know, Holy Spirit needs to speak through someone. He can't, you know, he can't do it without us. Even though it sounds wrong, but that's actually true, I believe. And so all day, you know, I'm in this question. I'm asking Holy Spirit, what is the solution? I want to know. Or should we just ignore, give up, and just then what, burn them, or just, you know, get rid of them? Or like, what should we do? Because they are actually destroying, you know, our cities. They're actually destroying our nations. You know, they're living in this brand new building that was built by your taxes. Hello? And you standing there and you see this injustice. You see this injustice from like from the demonic war, from the devil. And you also see the injustice from the government and everything to like people like us, you know, who now have to like come and like fix it for pennies, you know, comparing to the money that the government is taking out of all this. And we see through the window, we see they put in brand new asphalt. Brand new, these poor guys, this hot weather, like 100 degrees. And they putting this in this hot asphalt right around this brand new building. And you're like praying, God, what is this? And you know what? Next day, I wake up. And you know, for the whole day since I woke up, you know what word was in my mind or in my heart? Guess. I'll give you 2 seconds. Revival. This is the supernatural move of the Holy Spirit on this earth that is able to transform even these fried out brains. This is not our psychology. This is not our trying to do anything. This is, guys, literally revival. This is the move of God on this earth. This is what we need to be when we're coming here to pray, crying out. Because without it, we're just going to be, you know, we're going to be filling up our chairs. We can add more chairs. I see we're a little bit getting a little tight. We can add another row of here. We can probably add another row here. We can get a new building. I mean, it's good. It's a good problem to have. But if you, what I'm talking about the move of the Holy Spirit that will transform cities. Not just your house, not just you, cities. That's the only power that's able to transform it, not government. Forget about government. They're corrupt, they're evil, they're filthy. They're not going to do any good. It's on us, church, on us, on preachers, pastors, you, on us. This is only how you're going to raise your kids. This is how, this is the only way how it's going to change. The only way. Prayer. And revival is not going to come until all of us come and face down and pray just to seek His face like never before. For the next day, that's all I heard. Revival, get people into deep prayer. It's not just prayer where you come and yeah, and me or like whoever walking here and praying and you just sitting, oh, thank you, Jesus. Today was good. No, each one of us. I want you, each one of us, you know what, this whole week, I want you, when you drive to work, when you do running your errands, when you do your stuff, what bugs you, what you see out there? What bugs you? What actually, if you were God, you would be like, okay, I'm done with it. I'm taking over. I'm just going to get rid of it, or I'm going to fix it. I am tired of it. It's like, you know, like if your house and you know what, and like all these homeless people came out and start camping around your house, what would you do? Oh, you probably, of course, you're a Christian. You would invite them to your house. You would give them your bed. You would feed them. You would like give them money. You would give them your car. You would give them your house. Uh-huh. No, you gotta show love right here. No, I'm just saying you a picture. This is not gonna fix the problem. I'm talking about revival. This has to be transformation of your mind. Something big supposed to happen. I want all of us, like next Friday, we need to get one of those big notepads, you know, that you can like, and I want all of us, like I said, whatever's bugging you, homelessness is just because I was in it, you know, this is just because I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that you actually see that you wanted, you sick of it, you know. Do you know that today, just today, you know, there would be so many families on this earth that will get divorced. We can't even imagine the number. How many families, how many marriages are going to be broken today by the power of this world? How many kids going to suffer the blow of that? Their lives going to be ruined for the rest of their lives. Because of the divorce. How many kids maybe gonna die today from overdose? How many kids gonna be sold into to sex trafficking? How many things gonna happen just today? And you know what? And we as a church and our prayer meetings are empty. If we pray, we only pray about us. We only pray, oh, give me my daily bread. That's what I'm saying. We need to come up. We're going to change prayers a little bit. And I want us, you come on Friday, and you write what actually Holy Spirit was showing you this whole week. And you write it down. You write it down. Broken families. You write it down. Kids into like gaming. Like devil is like brainwashing them because, you know, you wake up at 5 a.m. to pray. They're playing games at 5 a.m. You're like, what? What is this? What is this? Church, that's how the kingdom of God gonna start advancing. It's gonna start advancing with us filling our prayer meetings and actually praying for the things, praying. You're gonna write down what's bugging you, what Holy Spirit, you're gonna write it down. And we're gonna, you know, when we come in prayer, I like this example. I shared it on our men's meeting. You know, the king, what's his name? Anyways, forgot his name. So he got a letter from his enemy, and the enemy is writing him, give up. We're coming to get you. We're going to kill everybody. We're going to destroy your city. We're going to take your country. We're going to take your women. We're going to do all this. Give up. You know what the king does? He goes into the temple of God. He takes this letter. He gets on his face. He rolls out this letter and says, God, look. Look what they're going to do to your people. Look. And you know what? God answers him and says, don't even worry about it. They're like a dead meat. I got it. You know, this is gonna what's going to be happening. If you guys want to see revival, if you want to see move of the Holy Spirit, it has to start with you and me and us, all of us, taking things seriously, caring for this world. We need, as a church, we need to get a burden for this world. This is God's property. We're walking. This is God's land. This is God's things. We got to cry out for justice. We got to cry out and see God move. Do something with these evil people. And God was always responding to the heart, to the cry of his people. That's what I'm thinking, guys. There is nothing's going to happen until we actually start praying. We're doing okay. If you go to most of the churches, go to their prayer meetings. Go. Nobody's praying. No one. They're only going to come pray when there is something happened in their family, when they actually got, when their son got killed, or they're like something happened, or somebody got real sick. Then you see that person. Oh, all of a sudden, he got a burden to pray for. And I pray that each one of you who is here today, you get a burden for this world. You get actually a burden. It's not a good thing. Because the more closer you go to Jesus, the more closer you come to him, you know what? The more this world, your eyes open and you see the injustice, you see the filthiness, you see the corruption, you see how all these people over there like treating just, we need to cry out for this, for the people who have no voice, who just, you know, trying to make their living, who just trying to survive. Are you guys with me? Huh? Or you think this is all right? Or you think this chaos is it's okay? This is the will of God? Are you serious? That's what I'm talking about, the getting the vision of God, what God sees. And then once you realize what God sees, and this is not you're gonna compare. Okay, God's vision, God's will, and this is what we have. And all of a sudden, you're going to change your mind and you're going to become the person who is on God's side, who becomes his voice. Remember how God was looking for someone. I was looking, who will go for me? Who will go for us? He's looking from heaven, like with the big binoculars. You know. Who? It's you. He's looking for you. You. Don't think that I'm young, I don't know anything. No. Once you just start looking, chasing him, going after his presence, I will tell you, you're gonna get the best life ever. This is so much worth it. So much worth it. We don't have the eternity perspective. We think right now. We think, pocket's empty. Okay, another, you know? We don't look from the eternity. We don't look with the eyes, you know, from there. We're focusing right now. So I pray that the church will become heartbroken for the world, not judgmental, heartbroken. Heartbroken for these people, heartbroken for these mental people, heartbroken for these homeless people. You know, heartbroken actually. Just understanding that this is not. There is in each one of those people, there is in each one of that homeless guy, in each one of that, you know what? There is that innocent boy, there is that pure girl in each one of them. Still. But because they are under the influence so deep, their mind just like crushed. They can't even, they don't have will, you know, that they don't have their own will. It's crushed. They do whatever the voice in their head tells them to do without even like realizing what they're doing. It's very, and that's what I'm saying. The only thing that will change everybody, not everyone, is revival, guys. I believe it because I was praying whole day, and the next morning, that's what I heard. Revival and go deep into prayer. And you know what? What's gonna happen deep here into prayer? It's not just you coming here on Friday. It's you and me praying at home on your own and like deep praying. Aren't you like, is it okay, let's say, if maybe some of your kids, you know, doing some bad stuff or like, you know, like all kinds of things. Right now, a lot of kids, I'm not saying right now in our church, a lot of kids, you know, they vape, they sit, they do drugs, they possessed with these video games. I hope I'm gonna see that on Friday. Because we're gonna, like I said, like that king, we're gonna roll out this list before our Lord Jesus. And we're gonna pray. We're gonna actually pray, you know, for his vision, for his will to be done. So we need revival. Only the move of the Holy Spirit will transform our cities. We need people, we need ministers that will commit themselves to a life of prayer and fasting for many, many, many years. Is there anyone here? People, ministers, who will commit their lives to the life of prayer, life of fasting, not seeking of what he can do, but only him and his faith and his face. So I hope we're gonna fill up these prayer meetings. I hope, I believe in you guys. I believe. We need to cry out for justice. We need to stand up, church. Okay, and at the end, this verse came to me this morning, guys. And I heard Holy Spirit saying, prophesy this over everyone here. And I want to say, can we have a musician who's going to just something in the background? There is something that I believe God is doing in this place, and he's been doing it for many years. I believe a lot of us, you know, been fighting a good fight. A lot of us been, some of us maybe not so good, but it's okay. We all have our capacities and abilities. But I believe, church, that we are on the edge of something big, not just happening here, not just in this place. I believe that Jesus is going to be raising up ministers, preachers, pastors. He's been doing it. Who actually will see the need, or will see that without Holy Spirit, all of this work my microphone is dying. That means maybe I was preaching too long, but you know, I don't care anymore. The only thing I care, I want to see the move of Spirit. And I don't know, if it takes me to preach 3 hours, I'll do it. If that will take you to we are asleep, church. We're sleeping so comfortably. We're sleeping. But no more. I believe no more. I speak no more. I speak no more. I speak that you will, your eyes will be opened by the Holy Spirit, and you're gonna see. You're gonna see this race before you. You're gonna actually see it. Say, you know what? I'm gonna run as fast as I can. I'm gonna run. Let's all get up. Let's all get up. Story, you know, it's when Paul was traveling on the ship. And they got into a storm. It has nothing to do with what but Holy Spirit told me, this is why prophecy, this is why the Word of God, it's not just literally. Holy Spirit wants to do with the Word of God. And I'm going to read out of Acts 27, verse 14. But it wasn't long before the weather abruptly worsened and a storm of hurricane force called Euroclydon tore across the island and blew us out to the sea. And the sailors were not able to turn the ship into the wind, so they give up and let it be driven by the wind. So it's time, church, to surrender to the wind. That's the name of my topic. Give up to the wind. It's enough trying to resist the wind. It's enough trying to throw those ropes, trying to throw those anchors. It's time for that storm to come. So we pray, God, bring in the storm. Send that Euroclydon, that wind. Send on this earth, send into this nation, send into this city, send into our families. want, church. I believe this was the word. This was like in the morning, guys. Today, fresh. And it's so powerful that you can't miss it. I can't miss it. That's why I believe with all I have that this is what I'm talking. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. So I want to encourage every one of you who feel weak, who feel, maybe you feel like you like backsliding, you like doing stuff. I want you just to stop and just fall on your knees before God, fall on your face before God, and just repent for what you've been like saying, for what you've been doing, and just tell Him, I want to be part of what you're doing, Holy Spirit. Speak these things in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. 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 Give God the glory. Thank Him. Come on, just do it like from the heart. You're thanking Him, not me. I'm just a messenger. He is the one who is speaking. He is the one who is doing His thing. So I bless everyone. So we actually be filled with the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit will give us vision, will give us a dream. And we will start prophesying. Start out of our bellies, out of our spirits. We're gonna start prophesying. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, we can do offering right now. If you wanna give to this church, if you wanna give for the kingdom, if you wanna give, do it with a happy heart. Do it with the, like, as you give it to God. Give it. Just give it. Nobody's forcing you. Just give what you feel like giving Him. If you feel like He was talking to you, it's a good, like, response, you know, when you give something back. Maybe it's just a gift. Maybe it's a small thing, but it's so valuable to you that in God's eyes, it has so much value. Going on, so for this time when we pray, that we can actually focus on the face of God and just seek Him. We're gonna fellowship today. If you guys can stay, it's for everyone. We're gonna have fellowship, we're gonna have some food, maybe some testimonies if you want to share. We have some new people. Maybe if you guys gonna stay, maybe you can like introduce yourselves, or like tell us about yourselves a little bit. It's always good to see. But also on one other note,